I've been watching him throw a few balls on some film I've been watching, and it's just amazing. I mean, I really look forward to it.
You think this is a perfect fit for you? I mean, here's a team that had a couple wide receivers, you know, that are not around anymore, and you fitting in, and this is what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, when I talked to my agent, I told him, I was like, man, Green Bay, one of the places I really enjoyed, and he said it'd be a great fit for you. They have established guys, but those guys you can learn from, and you have the best quarterback, and this is the organization that grows receivers, so this was a great fit for me.
Donald Driver was a seventh-round pick. Have you talked with him at all, or have you looked at his career path and seen what's possible with the late rounds?
And I haven't got to speak with him, but I've seen him play, and I know what a great player he was. I mean, it wouldn't be bad if I was to be the next Donald Driver.
All-time leading receiver here, so obviously it shows you that it doesn't matter what round you pick, it only matters how hard you work. I mean, is that kind of attitude that you take when you come in here?
Oh, exactly. I mean, everybody's given an opportunity. We all here, no matter if it's a first-rounder, a tryout guy. You're here given the opportunity to take full advantage of it, and good things will come for you. Just work hard.
How rewarding was it, though, to get drafted? I know you were kind of one of those fringe guys you didn't know for sure if you would. Packers picked you. What did that validate for you?
I mean, it was great. I mean, it was especially for my family. They get to see somebody get picked, and it's good for them. They're like, okay, somebody in my family. It was real joy for my family. I was just happy it was picked by the Green Bay Packers, the organization where I can come in and be able to learn and compete and be able to do the things that necessary to make me a better player.
Some people will ask about level of competition. Obviously, you've been a couple different places, but the most recent level is not the NFL level. Yeah. Is that a big jump for you? Is it overwhelming?
I'm not really too concerned about it. I mean, I go out there, I'm willing to compete with anybody. So, I mean, I know I didn't play with the best athletes, but I'm ready to go out there and compete with them now and show them what. Just because I'm from a smaller division doesn't mean I can't compete with the big dogs.
How big a crowd would you have for a game last year at Grand Valley?
We averaged about 16,000, so it wasn't too bad. That was just because we couldn't seat anymore, but our school is like 27,000 students. We could have had a lot more, but seating wasn't available. I mean, speed is good for everything. I mean, it's good to have speed out there on the football field. I mean, I think with my type of speed, I'm able to change speeds and use it deceptively. And I think I really take the value in that, and it's going to help me a lot.
How about the hands? Can you hold on to the rock?
Yeah.
All receivers say that, but I ain't had that extra grip.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't really never fumbled the ball. I mean, I had occasional drops, and a lot of my drops was not catching the ball with my eyes, trusting my hands too much and looking away before I actually secured the ball. So, I mean, I have great hands, and I trust them a lot.